All right. Welcome to episode 2 of $2 Domestics. The...
You have your radio voice on today.
Hey, yo! Hey there, party people!
Hey! He starts the podcast and then he just leaves the room. Oh, no, okay, here we go.
I was busy dropping the mic.
We are
walking away.
We are coming at you live from the above ground basement of Philip Android.
I love that.
We are currently watching the Chicago Fire and Philadelphia Union. We're at the 72nd minute. Yeah. We would wait until all the games are done, but I got things to do.
Ain't nobody got time.
So I'd like to apologize to our 20 some odd listeners. Probably there's two of which will come back.
Oh, wait, hold on. Second. And we are back? Okay, sorry about that technical hiccup. apparently, Fred just punched someone. that wasn't the reason for the technical hiccup.
He went right for the ear. That was Fight Club style.
Yeah, why in the ear? I'm sorry. Did I mess it up? No,
the reaction was so Fight Club-esque. It was like, did you hit me in the ear? Anyway, yeah, so last week was an extremely boring week, and MLS.
We took him to task, and I
said to myself, I was like, you know what, I'm going to be really looking for some exciting soccer next week, and specifically, we got Dallas facing off.
You
got
to think
against Seattle. You know, the two best goal scorers in the league going off. You know, against
especially
each other.
Looking early season so far, they've been looking good,
hitting their strides, and for the first time in 20 years.
So
both sides didn't have a single
shot on goal. So continuing the long Seattle tradition of inventing soccer. And inventing
not only did they invent soccer,
they invented
and
soccer
fan support, but they've also invented games without a single shot on goal. So congratulations, Seattle.
You earned it.
And I'm never predicting a game or looking forward to anything again.
And
so that's where I'm at.
Yeah, well, and I, if the only prediction we had, the only actual prediction we had this last week was that one when I said that Dallas was going to take it, and I said that what's his face, the goat man when he celebrates, Blas Perez, was going to score 2 goals. But it shows how much attention I was paying. Because he was away on international duty. I just saw the gif of the ear punch.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 would watch ear punching again, and we are, wow. Yeah, you don't mess with Fred.
Come on, Fred.
Well, I mean, good on you, Fred. Yeah, so we got that one wrong. I don't think we got it as wrong as FC Dallas and Seattle, though. So I don't think anyone won there. I know, specifically no one won because it was a draw, but like outside parties as well. Like,
yeah.
And specifically who didn't win was Chad Barrett. Did you watch the highlights from that game?
No.
Chad Barrett.
It
was wonderful. Chad Barrett missed a lot of chances. It was great. He looked, his whole team and the crowd looked so disappointed. And you know, that's all I
but
had.
But you know,
to.
He broke a sweat though, and that's the important part.
I was reduced to Schadenfreude this weekend.
Yeah.
For happiness.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, do we want to go there?
Are we gonna vent? Are we gonna leave this to all
let's
the other?
Let's just get it over with.
Okay. The Vancouver game happened. As you guys know, because honestly, who is listening to this that also isn't following the Timbers? Like, is there really?
I don't really think there's.
You know, is there?
We
anyone,
don't have very broad opinion.
Maybe Dan or a couple, whoever you showed on Facebook. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe they were like, "Oh,
I think
this?
Our moms, and
yeah.
moms and dads." And
hi, mom. I'm talking in my ear, but you can't hear it. Hi, Carol Burnett's mom. Who does that joke? Anyway.
You're all alone on that.
Yeah, I know. It's a comedian, but Anyway, you could tell because it wasn't funny when I just did that. So anyway, everyone obviously knows how the Timbers did.
Yeah.
And that pause right there, that bracing yourself for that pained sigh was the game. That was the odd. He had the goal. He almost had the brace.
Yes.
Which some people are saying he missed a clear sitter. I think that's just actually a good save.
And frankly, before we get into the nonsense of that last goal, it's really disappointing because that happened because there was a huge, beautiful attack, right? Right before that.
Oh, yeah, with the Spria juke move?
I don't think it was... Was it that one? And then he switched off to Nagby, and then Nagby took it up to Adi.
It could have been.
I'm not
sure. Either way, we had some good transitioning attack.
I'm trying to remember it because of, you know, obviously there's one thing in my memory right now, and that was Powell keeping him on side, Earnshaw's side, and the Beard brothers not capable of putting a foot out. I mean, so it's just kind of...
Yeah, it hurts.
It was ugly. It was not really the way you want to finish a game.
No, it wasn't. And I did, actually. I taught someone a new foible on the offside rule that they didn't know. They were like, no, he was offside. His hand is offside. But it's any part of the body that you can score with counts, which I actually learned kind of recently. But someone at the bar was so furious. And I'm like, no.
You can't score with your hand.
You can't score with your hand, so it doesn't count. That's my understanding of it anyway. That's what I told him. I think it makes sense, actually. But I had to tell him the hard truth that you actually need to redirect that anger from the ref to the team. Like, it's... It's still our house in the middle of BC. I mean, because, instead of being undefeated there, now we've only lost once since 09. Like, that's still a good record.
Yeah. And to be honest, at least we didn't tie.
Yeah.
We broke that.
Yeah.
We got that monkey off our back, right? We don't tie anymore, which is great.
And that's the way I wanted to do it. And now we can actually say we're hanging in the league. We're hanging in a good position with teams that are playing as effectively as Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who haven't scored in over 500 minutes.
Yeah.
And
just to show you kind of how things are a little weird right now, I mean, we're actually above Real Salt Lake on the table.
Yeah.
Real Salt Lake is dead last in the West, so.
Which,
obviously, things are going to be changing here as we put a little bit more, you know, about deeper into the season, but that's...
Or not. Who knows? Maybe this is the new Bizarro reality where...
I like that even in the Bizarro reality, Portland is still mediocre. let's just throw that out there. I mean...
And it's only because Merritt won't spend money.
yes, clearly.
Yes. But I wonder if San Jose pulled some kind of Freaky Friday thing with Real Salt Lake and, like, switched success, you know? Because, like, if it stayed like this, you know, because San Jose was the clear bottom dweller, with the exception of, they lost this weekend. You know, they lost against New England, sure. But, like, so far, so good for them, right? Like, and they're actually looking, they're playing pretty well. Irma Gura, innocent. They say call him innocent. He's been phenomenal, actually.
That was a great pickup.
Yeah. And everyone initially just was ready to write him off. Like, who is this guy? You know. But no, he's been solid. He's been great. And RSL, not so much. So we'll see how that goes, though. You know, they're playing TFC, Sans...
Everyone.
Sans America. America has deserted.
And I really did like that whole part of the halftime show with Taylor Twellman, where, you know, they're beating the dead horse of, when are we going to align with FIFA? Like, are we going to start taking international breaks off? You know, the little controversies that they like to bring out of their pocket to have something to talk about at halftime. And the line of argument that Taylor Twellman had was, we need to get rid of these international or whatever.
We need to
actually take off the international break because people aren't going to come out to stadiums on Wednesday nights when the Stars are gone or whatever. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, You do realize the stars of MLS don't play for their national teams. They're too old. I mean,
the ones that are we gonna go retirement league thing? So
I mean, and then to be honest, and then the stars, the U.S. men's national team stars, your Joe Schmo American sports fan doesn't even know who Michael Bradley is unless it's a World Cup year, and then he remembers them until we're out in the first round, and then
And then goes from there.
Exactly. It's just one of those arguments, or it was a line of thought that I thought was kind of dumb.
The other interesting thing is, and this was a point that someone brought up on, I think, Soccer Morning, was that, so on one hand, everyone's talking about how, we shouldn't even be playing these games without the stars, but when is, the youth going to develop, if not for these weekends, right? So, a lot of the times, you'll get people who, they want to talk about, and actually now that I say this, even before I complete the sentence, I bet everyone's wondering, where is he going with this? I don't know. How are the youths, so with the influx of all these foreign stars, how are we going to develop our younger talents? Because if we're paying all these people from out of the country to come in and play, how are we going to develop American or even just younger talent? And for the most, a lot of the people who've been complaining about that are the same people who are complaining that we shouldn't play during the international break. And, this is the weekend that the younger talent should have gotten a run out. That being said, I actually don't know if players like Tommy Thompson played. I think I even watched the San Jose game, and I don't remember that. I don't think he did. Tommy Thompson, known from the hype train. I don't know if the choo-choo. I don't know. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Tommy Thompson hype train. It's a train made out of pipe. I'm running out of
steam. Coming out of Freddie Adu Station.
Coming out of Freddie Adu Station, who signed with, is it Sweden? Where's he at? He was Swiss? He signed a one-year deal.
Does he still play soccer?
He does. Uh-huh. He does. And actually, it's funny. So there's a Twitter account that I followed for about a day and then got sick of it. And
most people with mine.
Yeah. No, it was awful footballers. It was actually pretty funny because it what it did was it just posted pictures of players, look at this guy. God knows how he got a cap for England. Now he plays in India. Or this guy, he blows and now he plays in the fourth tier, But one of theirs was Freddie Adu, quote unquote, the next Pele is now somehow got a contract. I think it's somewhere with it's a yellow jersey. I remember he's wearing a yellow. It's a yellow jersey.
So he's a ref in MLS.
He's a ref in MLS.
Okay, there it is. The future Pele is now one of the worst officiating. Is on one of the worst officiating teams in the world.
Okay, this is again a moment when we have to remember that we're actually watching. The people who are listening can't see what we can see. There was a break. There's some nice passing from Chicago and then nothing.
I will never understand how you can have the ball at your feet controlled so much.
Going through a crowded box, still being able to swallow them
2 yards from goal and not be able
and
to
not just pop it in.
Do something.
Yeah. It's a really fascinating mixture of overthinking it without being able to think at all. It seems
they got a corner.
But, you're thinking I'll get around this guy. But, he looked up a little bit and just looked a little bit to the right. Mm. He would have seen, a pretty wide open third far, Anyway.
Then again, I'm fat and I can't run.
That's
more
the
than
thing.
Miles,
I'm not
going to be too judgmental.
I'm not, yeah. I mean, but I'm coming in, right before Chris Boyd on fitness. So, I mean, I'm not saying I could cut it in Scotland, but maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe I could play in what division is Rangers in now?
No idea.
Can we piss off the Scott fans yet? Are we gonna go straight back to making people angry?
I don't know.
I
need the Google machine.
The Google machine. anyway, Chris Boyd is out of shape. That's the joke I was going
with. They play soccer outside of America? Come on, man.
Well, I mean, not at anything of note, really. All right. It's something to keep them entertained.
But anyway, is there anything else about this week that?
Oh yeah, I got notes.
Oh,
for days.
Got, okay.
I got notes for days. You can tell because here's the page turning. There's only one page, but I felt the need to make noise with it. New England, San Jose. It was playing in the snow.
Yeah, with a yellow ball.
With a yellow ball.
The yellow ball.
Which...
That would, like, that took over my timeline. Everyone was
because
very
Because it's
ecstatic.
Great. I was actually excited. So I have...
You're excited about the yellow ball. Last time I was excited about the yellow ball was when I watched the Simpsons movie, and they actually showed Bart Simpson naked.
Remember that?
No, I actually didn't see the movie.
I didn't see the movie.
It was such a weird gag that they did, and I was just
and
like,
all of a sudden Bart's naked
and
yellow
you
ball.
You see cartoon privates, and you're like, what in the world is this?
What am I watching? No, see, the reason that I like it, it's not even
yellow balls.
Cartoon ball plug. That's still be one of the tags we put in. the reason I'm excited about it is actually, apparently, I have terrible, like, color differential motion tracking and things with my eye. Like, following the, like, I can follow the ball, obviously, but, I can follow the ball a lot easier when it's bright freaking yellow. Like, it, you know, like, and I don't know, like, my eyesight's not the greatest.
Well, remember
you know?
When, like, Fox used to have hockey, and, like, they would add that little, like, fluorescent...
Oh, like, thing on the puck, right?
Yeah. And, like, it had a trail, and, oh, yeah. I remember that. That's, like, that just gave me a flashback to my childhood I completely forgot about.
Well, I remember, so, the Prem, how many years ago? They used to play with the high-vis Total 90 ball. It was the blue and yellow.
Yeah,
and it was beautiful. That's actually one of my favorite soccer balls of all time.
It was a good ball.
It was a really good ball, and...
I mean, obviously it was a good ball, because you're able to, like, recite it without any...
The high-vis Total 90, yeah. Yeah, and I think it was, like,
The league
was played in the year. But, like, so, I get
I don't have that kind of recall for balls.
Well, I... One, I'm going to call you out as a liar. Two...
I mean, I guess I didn't have the Simpsons reference.
Yeah. But the thing is, so, like, being able to, I don't know, that extra color differential, being able to follow it. Like, I don't have great vision, but I obviously am blessed with better vision than some people, right? So it comes down to, like, it's people who honestly do have vision problems, being able to follow a ball sometimes is a little harder than it should be. And if they have this bright yellow ball, why don't they use it all the time? Like...
In the biz, we call that universal design.
Universal design. Yeah. Universal design.
Universal access.
Why don't we use it? Why don't we use it all the time? And the other thing that sucks, too, is that we won't experience the yellow ball here in Portland. Because when is it going to snow in, like, March? You know? Like, or, like, maybe there's a reality... Where
I think you're getting a little worked up here.
I'm worked up. Maybe
I feel ripped off that we're never going to get a yellow ball in Portland.
Yeah, until we host the final.
You need to start a change.org petition. That's what you do. Change.org. Bring the yellow ball to Portland.
Yep. you heard it here first. We'll link the inevitable, the link and the whole thing, later.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Mike about this. I think maybe we'll use Czechoslovakia as a hub for...
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sitting there and I haven't done anything.
I added the link to, maybe it was SoundCloud or something like that. So that's the website when you click on it.
Okay.
So anyway. and now
he's coaching me on this stuff. I'm just hanging around.
Just hanging out, you know.
I don't really know what my job is yet on this, so...
You're the talent.
It's fine.
You're the talent.
I'm just hanging out, letting him talk about soccer, and I'll...
And the yellow ball.
Poop and fart joke or something.
Yeah, so...
Your mom.
Oh, shit, son.
Yeah, your mom.
Was that the first... Have we sworn yet? Have we sworn yet?
I don't know.
Did you swear? I did just now.
Oh.
I did add an explicit tag. Actually, no, like, when I was filling it out, it was like, is this explicit? I was like, you know.
Well, then you better fill out your quota, then, if we're going to get the explicit tag.
You better actually make it well-earned. I don't know. The rest of this weekend, let's see. The Chicago-Philly game has not been exciting.
Not at all.
Palmer is... That was actually a good tackle. Sorry. We're game watching right now.
Aside from someone slapping, you know, Fred.
Yeah, Fred punching.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call it a punch. It was more of like an open hand slap.
Open hand slap, which is that better or worse?
I don't know.
Does, well, I mean, at that point.
I mean, I got slapped in freshman year by a man, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, was it like slapped out of anger or
like? Yeah, like he was really angry at me.
And he slapped you?
I was expecting to get punched. And then.
And he's like, no, you get a slap.
And then he slapped
me. I don't feel.
I kind of felt a little ripped off.
I mean, if I'm going to be
you know, involved in a physical altercation, I don't want it to just be a slap.
What is that? Oh, okay. Sorry. There was that was sounding familiar, and there was a reference in my head that was chiming in. I Love You, Man. Did you see that?
Oh, with Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yeah. So there's this moment in I Love You, Man.
With the slap at the bass.
The slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass.
Oh, I sound like Borat. No, so there is a moment when he is pissed off at his coworker who's just being a dick. And he just wants to, and he slaps him. And he's like, slap me? He's like, yes, because I've never actually been in a fight before, but I wanted to, like, physically cause you pain. I don't know how to fight, you know? So, like, he didn't, like... He had fought so little that he didn't know, like, how to punch someone. But
Edward
like,
Norton with the hit in the ear, man. That's what Fred just did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happens when soccer players...
When you don't know what to do.
They're not used to using their hands. Yeah. And so when it comes to, you know, hurting another person, they just kind of flail.
Flail. this is one of the moments when I was reconsidering whether or not we wanted to be a vlogger. Because you can't see, our arms are flailing.
Phil is currently flailing in the room.
Flailing.
Wow, we were really behind schedule today.
20 minutes.
I apologize to anyone who's sat through this whole 20 minutes so far.
Yeah. And then the 39 minutes last week.
So here we go. We got RSL in Toronto.
Coming up.
With Nobody.
Yeah.
They're going to be playing here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
We're about to leave. To go to...
it's already almost 4 o'clock. So we're going D2. To the T2. So the Timbers 2 are playing What a Stupid
against
Name
the,
FC.
Against the Royal Butterflies.
Yeah, What a Stupid Name FC.
What a Stupid Name FC.
And if that sounds familiar, that's because that was the name of the first episode.
Yes.
Which...
For our loyal listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, all you OGs out there.
Hey, so you actually spent some time getting reacquainted with the USA.
I did, for better or for worse. It's funny. It was at a couple familiar, but also like
I'm glad.
Funny.
I'm glad.
I don't know.
Charleston like
the battery.
Feel
yeah.
Good.
They
the Charleston battery. It's like the kid.
They had smoke the other day. Mm-hmm. They when they scored. They had a bright yellow smoke.
It reminds me of there's this cashier in Troutdale. My entire life, I've always
you're
gone
still there.
I've always like ever since I was a kid, we'd always stop, drop our waste in the Troutdale bathroom at this gas station, go buy some soda pops, and we drive back to the Dalles. And there was always that clerk who was there. And I'm talking decades.
Like,
this one clerk has been there.
Do you think he like owned it?
I have no idea. But I'm just saying.
But he's like the Charleston
he's
battery.
He's like the Charleston battery.
They're always
because,
there.
Because, like, you just know. You don't really spend that much time with them.
Yeah.
But, like, you feel good that they're there.
Yeah, it's familiar.
It's familiar.
Like, so
you get a little bit of nostalgia about it.
So the nostalgia. So as we talked about last week, actually, crappy USL feeds. So first off, actually, so the whole thing that I was going to say, like, we're going to watch USL, the Timbers 2 game, right? Inaugural thing. I'm actually really excited for this. But I was thinking, you know, like, I need to watch more second division, or is it third technically? I forget.
I think it is third.
Is it third?
Because
NASL, I think, has second. But I was like, you know what? I need to get more acquainted with it. And especially actually as T2 continues to play, they're going to play against these other teams. I should look into it. And in fact, you can watch all the games live on YouTube, which is actually awesome. And they have them up after the game to be able to watch, but it's not for a couple days. But still, and the thing that was nostalgic about it is when you open it up, it's the same crappy feed. The announcing is terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. Like just like the technical, and not even just like their skill as announcers, which is awful, but also like the even just sound level manipulation.
You'll have a conversation
with only one guy.
Have you heard our podcast? And then you're going to start critiquing commentators.
Yeah, I am actually. I'm doing that. I know because the thing is though, as lo-fi as this is, we don't have dedicated microphones. We don't have
We are again still sitting in front of a laptop computer watching soccer.
Yeah.
And talking at the computer.
Yeah. But like the thing actually, though, we have all of these things hanging on the wall to absorb excess sound.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, so we have all the jerseys and all the scarves on the wall. they're all absorbing like hot noise and whatnot. But no, it was charming actually watching. I tried to watch, you know, like the field quality is crap. Like it warms my heart. And there's actually some good play. There's a lot of bad play. Don't get me wrong. Like as much as I want to prop up lower division soccer in America.
Well, I remember, like, I still just remember those Friday night games on like Fox Soccer Channel. Like, yesterday we talked, or last time we talked about, just how there was just that stratification between MLS and like the EPL becomes really obvious at this point in time. Right. Remember how we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is how it was even worse back in the day when you, like, Friday night you'd watch these USL games.
Yeah.
And they were
they're playing in Puerto Rico again. Puerto Rico's always the worst.
They were just horrendous games televised on Fox Soccer Channel. And then you'd wake up, like, 8 hours later and watch the EPL on the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had Fox Football phone in to try and wrap it all together.
You know my favorite, and I was talking to a friend of the show, whether he knows it or not, Dave.
Angry Dave.
Could you
imagine his reaction after that goal yesterday? He was up in Vancouver.
Yeah, I saw a thing that said, like, a lot of, like, good company but angry night or something like that, you know? they used to, was it called Fan Zone, where they'd pick two people out of the, and they would call it, and that is some of the best, some of the best games I have ever watched. There's this one thing specifically. This player comes in. I think it's like a Man City. It might even have been Man U. It might have been the derby that they had. And there, this comes in, the horror tackle from behind. I'm pretty sure breaks this guy's ankle. There's blood. Like, and the guy who's supporting the team who made the tackle says, "Just letting him know he's there." And like, and it is like clearly one of the worst tackles.
Yeah, and it's like us, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just two unfit dudes sitting there to tell you how to play.
They drunkenly start chanting at times. Like, there's no like forethought into like. And every once in a while, you get someone who like has given some thought into it. Like every once in a while, you get a little bit of like, "Well, what do we think about this random guy?" It's like, "Well."
No, it was all banter.
It was all banter, and it was great. And they would take turns chanting, which actually maybe we'll look into. You might need to change that, the nationality and the top thing. Anyway, we might need to look at, so we're talking about maybe doing like this is like a chant workshop area also. No, I don't know if I talked to Mike about this.
Oh, you did not talk to me about
this. I didn't, but like maybe next episode or something.
Yeah, maybe that. We can have some more competition. We're still figuring out what our format's going to be.
Maybe that'll be the intro of it.
Oh, maybe.
We have a new idea for chant, and that'll be the intro. Anyway, so...
We're thinking.
Yeah, we're thinking on our feet here.
Hey, if you have any ideas...
Yeah. Tweet us. Yeah, so, like, I don't know if we'll get a dedicated Twitter handle.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, so...
That's like a lot of words.
Chuckles...
CV111.
CV111111111.
No, and actually not even one. It's III. Roman numerals 108.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easier to follow. I don't know if I...
Anyway.
Or Philip Android.
So our last thing we're going to talk about today was... because I think, you know, if we were smart and pre-planned this, we could have really talked about just the issues with international play and being... And how it affects American soccer.
Oh, right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we've talked about how it's going to affect the RSL TFC game.
Yeah.
How it played a role into my prediction being horrendously off.
Yep.
And really, even the women's game, I think, is the one that really needs to take heed. Is that the word I'm looking for? To this whole situation. Yeah. Because the problem is that we're finding is that MLS can take these hits, like, mm-hmm. when their stars, quote-unquote, like, have to go play for their teams. But what's the big news that happened in the offseason was that Abby Wambach said she's coming back after this Women's World Cup.
She's taking it off.
And you're like, okay, cool, she's going to retire on top. But there's actually a league she plays in that would be finishing after the World Cup.
She's talking about maybe going... Yeah, she's, like, doing stuff after, but she wants to focus on the World Cup.
Exactly. And so you have... Olympics. You have a lot of... You have a lot of tension between World Cup
specifically, so in the NWSL, they are going to play through it. And teams are not allowed to have any extra roster spots. They're not allowed to sign people during that to help alleviate all the absences. So when you have teams like the Thorns, who have by far and away the most international spots used on players, the way that you have to fill it in is by signing, no, not signing, using amateur players. You can't have people play on your team if they've ever played in, like, professional capacity. So, which is, yeah, it's a complicated thing, because like I was mentioning earlier, this is how you get the up-and-coming players, like, their shot, but at the same time, it's even more of an exaggerated issue with NWSL than it is with MLS, yeah. Because it's I don't even know. I haven't seen the count of people who are going to be missing from the NWSL.
Yeah, and to be honest, in terms of star power, going back to the whole Taylor Twellman thought, mm-hmm. is that in MLS, you can put the entire U.S. men's national team on a team and put them in Chicago, and there's probably still going to have the same turnout. Right? Or Colorado. Like, ultimately, or Chicago. That's kind of what we're looking at right now with MLS. Like, they don't have that kind of star power. And the U.S. women's national team, they do. Yeah, I mean, Alex Morgan is a huge brand.
When we look at, if we look at attendance levels, the Thorns, by far and away, beat everyone. But, like, specifically, Alex Morgan beat everyone. Yeah. Because, I mean, like, not to take away from any of the other stars on our team, but, like, when you'd watch a really awful stream online of the Thorns playing wherever, you'd see more signs for Alex Morgan than exactly. you would for some of their actually quite good players on those teams, yeah. you know?
And so Portland is always such an anomaly, because the fact of the matter is if Alex Morgan didn't play for Portland,
yeah.
if you took all the women's national team players out of Portland, mm-hmm. they would still be getting around 10,000 people.
Oh, I think so. Yeah,
easily.
Yeah.
But the markets
come this summer.
But the markets who take the hit,
yeah.
are, you know,
we'll see how
every other team. Yeah.
We'll see how Houston or we'll see how the Western New York Flash does this year without Abby Wambach.
Yeah,
she's been their main figurehead for however many years through different iterations of the leagues and different teams.
Yeah.
And this will be the first time, I think, that nothing, I mean, I don't know if they've had a team since she's been playing where she hasn't played on. She's missed time with national team duty or concussions or something because she likes to jump through brick walls while she's playing. You know, she's a tank, but, and she's been injured, but she won't be playing. And I'm just curious to see how the support does up there.
But again, I mean, going back to Bacon yeah. Morgan,
she is very much
like aware and of of Portland's people in Portland and their feelings towards her, and it came out this weekend when a capo of the Riveters decided, Alex Morgan. First off, she's with the women's national team right now. Yeah. And she was talking about how excited she was to watch Shark Tank that night.
Which, like, I guess is a show. I don't actually know.
Yeah.
I don't have TV.
It's basically a bunch of people going in saying, hey, rich people, give me money because I have a great idea.
It's
venture capitalism.
Oh, so I thought it was actually about sharks.
No.
That's disappointing. That's really disappointing.
It's way more dull. Anyway.
I want people in Shark Tanks.
But I could see where Alex Morgan would like it. Yeah. Anyway. She sends off this tweet. But she didn't realize that her team was also playing at the same time.
The
Thorns were playing. And I don't really think she mentioned them at all that night.
Yeah.
And so
I haven't looked through her timeline.
Yeah, me neither. So be fair, we haven't looked through. She may have.
And, you know, and Alex, if you're listening to this, come on by.
Come on by.
We'll talk about this. Yeah. Actually. I'm looking at two Thorns jerseys on the walls, right? And like five scarves. Like, we're supporters.
I am madly in love with you, and yeah. I will allow you to come hang out. So that will happen.
I'll protect you from Mike.
Yeah.
But, chuckles.
But yeah, anyway, here's the deal. You can come on, explain yourself. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is people, a lot of people in Portland don't really like you. And I don't know why. I'm a fan. I like you. It's just that she seems so out of touch.
It's
with
Portland's
the fact.
Counterculture identity, I think. I think it's because she is a big star who is like the darling face of U.S. women's soccer. Yeah. Like, because of that specifically, they're like, oh, it's the same people who didn't like David Beckham when he came. Because he was like, he's just a pretty face. Those people existed. And like,
but the best part about David Beckham, though, when he'd come up, everyone was like, F you, David! You suck!
He's like, how about I score from 35?
Yeah, they'd have their middle fingers up in one hand, and then their phones out with the other one, taking pictures.
Oh my god! I got a shirt! I got a shirt!
I hate you! I love you so much! I hate you!
Well, and that's
one of the most awkward things that have
that's the thing about Alex Morgan. They're like, oh, Alex Morgan, did you see the swimsuit edition? Like, it's the same exact thing.
She has great calves. She really has great calves.
We're not talking about baby cows here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless she does she have animals? Does she
have? No. She's from California. She's from Cali. She has.
But yeah, it's just it's interesting. So like Portland, I think the counterculture.
It's the cool like, thing in Portland. Cool, it's not the cool like thing to hate established
things. Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is she's not making it any easier on herself by flat out disregarding her team.
Putting and her saying, team behind
I'm really excited to watch Mark Cuban rip apart some person trying to make their dream alive. Yep. I mean, it's just, come on.
Did you see...
And so anyway, I don't even think I ever finished saying what she said to her. She was like, or you could watch The Thorns. And then Alex Morgan responds with, there's no stream, what should I do? And so you could tell that it obviously got got a rise out of her because she felt the need to respond.
Like,
and that she is that's happened multiple times. So far.
On, there's no stream. What should I do? Like,
the whole, I don't know. You don't even need to say. You just need to say. I wish I could be with my team.
I mean, follow the updates on Twitter. Do everything. Like, half the times I felt like the stream would break when we were watching NWSL away games. Anyway, you know, like, there's no stream. What can I do? Like, I'm glad she's playing for us and is not a fan. You know, like, I'm glad she's a spectacular, very talented player. But I think, I guess, with that kind of attitude, I'm glad that she's on the field instead of in the stands.
Yeah.
I don't know. Another NWSL preseason news. You see your girl, Danny Foxhoven, got a couple goals?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, her team...
I'm still heartbroken that she's not in Portland.
Yeah,
I mean, like, when we consider, like... people like Christine Sinclair, who are just like storied Portland soccer city legends, like Danielle Foxhoven was on track to be that. Now, it's a little bit more difficult since she's up in the city that shall not be named.
Though the only team from Seattle that has a scarf on my scarf wall. I got a rain.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you about that.
There's some conflict there, right? The 12 fans who traveled down in the first year when...
All 100% travel rate.
100% travel rate. They traveled down. In the second year, when they actually started doing well, they got more fans and everything. But
is that how it works in Seattle?
Yeah.
They get more fans and they win? Look at how great the sport market is in Seattle. We can fill CenturyLink Field for soccer. And I'm like, yeah, now walk over to the freaking Safeco with your losing Mariners and tell me how well you support.
Can we?
That's right, Seattle. You're dumb. You're dumb.
I don't. Maybe we can track down the 12 pod members from before 2009,
right?
And ask them.
See if they've gotten cancer yet from inhaling smoke machines,
or all of that Buell face paint.
Seattle's dumb. Anyway, is there anything else we need? So we're at 38 minutes.
That's just about where we ended up last week.
What are we looking for? What's next week?
Next week we got some games.
I sure hope so.
That's filler where I grab my phone. What I'm looking for tonight against What a Dumb Name FC, I want to win. I want to see
a Portland team win.
Yeah, I want to see a Portland team win. I want to see Jacob Gleason get... 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
No, I want to see Shuma. Actually, Shuma is one of the players that I'm most excited about. I want to see, and I'd like to see Beisler as well. There's the whole list of guys who got loaned down, and I think that's going to be it's going to be fun.
Get some time, yeah.
It'll be fun seeing live soccer too. I mean, after this weekend, you know, that's the other thing that's nice is that when the Timbers play away, if T2 plays at home, you still have an opportunity for live soccer.
Yeah.
For sure. So games next week.
Vancouver
LA.
I think could be entertaining to watch.
That will be fun.
Seattle, Houston, Orlando, D.C., Colorado, New England. I'm going to say it's 0-0 drop because
I mean, Colorado versus New England.
Like, honestly, well, and I'll say it. The thing is, New England's a better team.
Can we call that one the Who Gives a Crap Bowl?
The Who Gives a Crap Bowl.
Oh, well, my goodness.
New England, though, like, New England, good Lee Win. Lee Win, great. Like, Lee Win,
no,
great.
New,
Lee Win
New
makes
England,
me,
right?
Like, not want
to. We're thinking,
talk
like, they're in the running to win the cup this year. Like, people are serious about
it. They take the East. Like, that's my guess.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're not.
Once Jerry Jones gets back, like, two. But Colorado, though, they've been so ugly in play. They've been so cynical. They've been playing bruiser ball.
I think they have a unique talent to make any game you want to watch with them unwatchable. which is you could see from the stands. Nothing against the Seattle. Everything against Seattle. Nothing against Colorado fans who do show up. That's mm-hmm. great. Keep it up. Convince everyone else to go. But there's not exactly a lot of people showing up.
San Jose and Real Salt Lake. Remember you were talking about your Freaky Friday. That's a Freaky Friday match,
yeah.
Right?
So if that's truly
what happened, San Jose
will wins 3-1. Yeah, San Jose wins 3-1. It confirms Freaky Friday. We'll reach out to Lindsay Lohan. She was in the horror movies. What's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, we'll reach out to them to comment if that's the case.
Was it her or her mom that was in the shower? I thought it was her mom.
Oh, well, she was in all the Halloween movies, right?
No.
No, no, not this. This is
Psycho.
Psycho.
Her mom was Psycho, right?
Was she?
Not actually Psycho, but I thought her mom was
Jamie Lee Curtis,
Psycho.
She was in, like, the Halloween movies, right? I'm pretty sure she was in the Halloween movies. SKC Philadelphia, I think, is the sleeper out of all these games. I think that's the one that's going to be most exciting. I think Dom Dwyer finally breaks out. I'm going to go ahead and call 3-2 for that one. Artizi Lagueta for Philly is going to have 2 goals. Dom Dwyer is going to have 2, and Benny Failhaber is going to have a goal that's going to rival his from the Gold Cup in whatever year that was. Failhaber from the edge of the box. It's going to be beautiful. Hopefully, I just threw my phone. Hopefully, not boring soccer.
That's all we can really hope for anymore.
Well, should that be our sign off? Our sign off? Not boring soccer.
Yes, a nation united against boring soccer. I really feel like that's what we are.
I'm gonna write that down. Actually, I'm gonna put that in the. Anyway, at the end of the day, the joke might be on
and
you
by the
guys.
Way,
you just wasted.
Janet Leigh was in Psycho.
Oh, no joke.
Yes. That's...
I had no idea.
There you go. There's your pop culture trivia for the day. You're going to tear it up down at some bar that does that on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Okay.
That's it. Well,
until next time.
$2 Domestics with Philip Android.
And Chuckles.
Yeah, I didn't tell you what you were going to say your name.